Each winter, the giant Australian cuttlefish population of South Australia's Upper Spencer Gulf comes together at Point Lowley near Whyalla for a colourful breeding spectacular. But the numbers of cuttlefish have been declining for the last 15 years. The latest figures released this morning show the population is down from about 200,000 in the late 90s to about 13,000 this year. Karma Reid reports.
Winter should be Whyalla diver Tony Bramley's busiest time of the year as he takes hordes of tourists from around the world into the water to observe thousands of giant Australian cuttlefish putting on a colourful show to attract a mate. But he says this season the number of cuttlefish aggregating to breed in the area is so low he's turned away hundreds of potential visitors.
I advised all of them not to come, and most of them that I did advise accordingly did not come.
He fears the population is lost.
I just don't see any way back. The numbers are so few and the size of the animals, they've dumbed down to, you know, a quarter of the average size that we used to have. I don't see how we can come back from here. That with what we've got here now, they may as well go off the coast of Adelaide. You'll see just as many cuttlefish and bigger ones as well.
Earlier in the year, the South Australian and federal governments allocated $715,000 into investigating if there is a decline, and if so, what's causing it. Preliminary results released this morning show a decline is still happening, but slower than in the past few years, and that a cause still hasn't been determined. South Australian Fisheries Minister Gail Gago says research is continuing into the falling population.
A number of projects are underway, including monitoring breeding aggregation populations, assessing the potential for alternative spawning sites, research on preferred egg-laying habitats, studies on movement patterns and population structure of cuttlefish. These studies continue. We try to investigate every possible scenario that we possibly can to determine what's going on with this particular population.
Some locals in the region and conservationists are concerned that it's too late, that the population has been declining too rapidly for it to recover. Do you think this is the case, or do you think there's still hope?
No evidence for that whatsoever. There's no evidence for that. In fact, very little is known about this particular species. We've got very little data internationally to help guide us in our management strategies. So, in fact, we're really leading the way here.
She says the original figures of a 200,000-strong population in the late 90s could even have been an outlying event, and that numbers are now returning to a normal level. But Mr. Bramley is sceptical.
Oh, I think that's a government that presided over the demise of one of the foremost marine spectacles on the planet in damage control. I mean, what a ridiculous thing to say.
He says recent bans on fishing for cuttlefish in the region were a positive move, but more should have been done earlier.
We should be hanging our heads in shame that this is a first world country and we've come to this. The country that probably is in the best position of any country on the planet to look after our natural resources, and we've just thrown this away.
The breeding season is now over, and Mr. Bramley will have to wait until May next year to see if any cuttlefish return to the region.
Karma Reid with that report.